Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
From your gal, you see you ugly like your papa. Me say, me no want hear nothing from you. You too lie. You see how much money me spend since you go to school. If you no pass your exam, you think say you are turning out the house, yeah? Maisie, you can't talk to your daughter like that. It's some bad man. She don't have no sense, man. And so she go on like she can't mash hands. She lazy and she don't do nothing in the yard. Good evening, radio listeners. Don't worry. You are on the right station and you are listening to the program Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. We welcome you and thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. We'll be doing things a bit differently tonight and for the next 3 weeks, because we'll be focusing on best parenting practices during November. In case you didn't know, in Jamaica, November is recognized as Parenting Month. Now, if you are a parent listening tonight, maybe you have spoken some of those things you just heard to your own child, or maybe as a child, you were told some of these same things. Well, tonight, we're looking at communication between parents or guardians and their children. We will be looking at how we talk to our children and the positive or negative effect our words have on our children. We will also be looking at ways in which we can practically improve our communication with our children and help our children to open up to us, to listen to us, and to trust us. So let's go. Sometimes as parents, we say things to our children without realizing the real effect our words have on them. You remember that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me? And can I share something with you tonight, listeners? That is a big fat lie. Nothing could be further from the truth. Words can hurt. Words can even cripple. Words can create wounds deeper sometimes than a physical hit. Words can cause pain for years. The Bible puts it this way in Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Just think about that for a while. Our tongues, or the words we speak, can bring either life or death to those who hear our words. Not physical death, but it can bring death to the dreams of our children. It can kill their worth, their value. It can destroy their self-esteem. How can words do that, you might ask? Well, let's look at this. You see, if we say to a child, you're ugly like your papa, or you say, you're not come out to nothing, or we say things like, you're worthless, what do you think it does to the child? It is damaging the child's self-esteem or self-worth. They will feel and believe that they cannot succeed in life. In fact, some of our children may become withdrawn, they do poorly in school because they lack confidence in themselves and they think that they can never do anything right. It's difficult sometimes to keep our cool, especially when we are upset or we are irritated with our children. But we have to make every effort to ensure that when we speak, We don't put them down, or we don't destroy them with our words. We need to talk with them. Don't cuss them out. In Proverbs 15:1, it says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." In Jamaica, I think you will admit with me that we are raising a nation of very angry youths. They have been verbally abused and they are angry. This is another outcome of speaking negatively to our children. As parents out there, you work hard, you are pressured to provide food, shelter, clothes, school fee, lunch money, you name it. And you feel disappointed when your children get out of line. And you have every right to feel that way. Children need to know when their behaviors are unacceptable. They need to know when they have stepped out of line and that there are consequences for their behaviors. The challenge for parents is to communicate with their children in a positive way and yet not compromise on standards. Question: how can this be done? How can parents communicate their displeasure at the behaviors or attitudes of their children without verbal or physical abuse? You want to know how? The answer lies in the how we communicate with our children perspective. Parents should challenge their children to live up to the acceptable standards that they set for their children, but they need to communicate it in a positive way. Let's look at how this can work. Listen to these two different responses to the same situation. Parent 1 can say to their child, "You call this room clean? You can't even spread your bed. And you can't even clean up the dresser. Why, you can't do nothing right. Why, oh boy, I want me have you fine." Now listen to parent 2 in the same situation. "Come and finish cleaning up your room now. Re-spread that bed. Pack away your books. I know you know how to do this, you know." You hear the difference? What do you notice? The first parent is very negative and belittles the child. The first parent has communicated to his or her child that the child cannot do it, that the child cannot do it right, and finally, that the child cannot do anything at all. In the second example, what do we see? Parent 2 has communicated to his or her child what the parent expects of the child in a more positive way and the child's ability to do the job. In the second case, the child is confronted about the matter without damage to his or her self-esteem and without feeling belittled or incapable. Now, I know that all this isn't easy, but we have to try. We have to try to improve in the way we talk with our kids. We have to try to build their self-esteem and not put them down, especially in front of others. When we are angry and upset with our children, we have to try not to ridicule them or call them negative things, such as love. We want our children to know that we love them and that when they make mistakes or mess up, or are forgetful, that we still love them. If our children don't feel valued or loved in our homes, you know, they will seek love elsewhere, and we don't want that to happen. Remember, nobody's perfect, not even you as a parent. Everyone makes mistakes, and we need to keep the communication lines open with our children so that they can move on from their mistakes. Speaking of communication lines, what do you talk with your children about? Do you talk to your children other than to correct them or to tell them something to do? We need to talk with our children all the time about all kind of things. As a recent advertisement on our local television station says, it's time to talk. But we don't have to wait on a crisis, parents. We need to be talking with them every opportunity we get, as this will build our relationship with them and make it stronger. Same time, build their self-esteem. Make them feel good about them. She doesn't really like to talk to her mother because her mother never listens to her. You know, that's one of the problems. Parents need to listen to their children. Give them the opportunity to talk to you, man. Give them your full attention. In fact, tell them, you know, I'm listening to you, son. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say. and listening to your daughter. Go on. As parents in authority, we tend to be the one doing all the talking, but we need to listen to our children. The next thing we can do to keep the communication lines open and build up our children is to praise them when they do things right. We always want to seem to catch them when they do something wrong, but we need to tell them when we are proud of them when they do something right. Remember, we want to keep the communication lines open with our children so that they will in turn listen to us and talk to us as well. So we need to praise them. We need to affirm them. We need to tell them how great they are, how smart they are, how beautiful they are. At Upper Room Community Church, we have a homework center. And when we tell the children, especially the girls, how beautiful they are or what a good job they are doing, wow, you should see the big grin on their faces. They feel special when they hear this. And it builds their self-worth and self-esteem. And oftentimes, they want to work even harder at their homework because they want to please us. Imagine that. Your children want to do the same thing. They don't want to let you down. But they need to know that you have confidence in them and that you care about them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the first in our series on best parenting practices, which will run during the month of November right here on Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. Tonight, we have been looking at how we communicate with our children. We looked at how the words we say to our children can either bring life or death to them. Our words can either build them up or tear them down. We heard tonight that we need to correct our children, but in positive ways. Let our children know what we expect of them and that we hold them to the high standards that we know they can achieve. But most importantly, we need to let them know that even when they make mistakes, like we all do, that we still love them and we need to help them to get past their mistakes. Finally, tonight we had looked at keeping the communication lines open and talking with our children, not only to correct them, but praise them when they do things right and to listen to them. Can I tell you, they really have lots to say. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that it is written in your word that children are to be a blessing. Lord, tonight there are some parents out there who are not feeling the blessing, Lord. They feel frustrated. They don't know what to do as their children are getting out of hand and not really listening to them as parents. Lord, I pray that you'll give those parents wisdom from above. Show them how to help their children. Give them patience, Lord, and help them to love their children. Help them to correct and train their children in love. Lord, I pray that you'll turn the hearts of the fathers and the mothers towards their children and the hearts of the children towards their mothers and fathers. Lord, we pray that we will in a manner that is right and pleasing to you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Remember that during the month of November, we will be focusing on best parenting practices. We will have guests on the program and some very important tips to give you. So tell your neighbor, tell your friend to tune in next week, Wednesday, same time, right here on Roots FM. Remember too that you can call us at 969-7992 or our new number 291-3590. That is 291-3590. The lines are open for the next half an hour and we look forward to hearing from you. So until next week, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Muirhead of Upper Room Community Church, located at 39 Shortwood Road, wishing you all a blessed good evening.